It's Friday, March 25th, 2011, news in English from Oroville. Today featured is an interview with Abba of Shraddhanjali, but first, a quick look at the weather. Clear skies, humidity 84%, temperature range 25 to 31 degrees Celsius, that is, and southeasterly winds 18 to 21 kilometers per hour. Listen now to Abba speaking from what might sound an unusual perspective for someone in business, but what she expresses is from her depths as a longtime Aurovillian, seeing beyond the ordinary vision, the immediate, and the surface of things. So, Shraddhanjali, the products of Shraddhanjali. You find wonderful things from nature and you create things of beauty that are useful.
We constantly discovering Mektal keeps finding these amazing treasures in the Oroville forests. And then we sit and look at it and we think, what are we going to do? How can we possibly show this and showcase it? Actually, more than even the selling, it's showcasing the beautiful, the utterly marvelous miracles of nature. Mm-hmm. It's just amazing. Mm-hmm. So I think we hope that just if people even look, even if they don't feel moved to buy what they're looking at, just by looking at it, if they would get a different look, a different window onto nature, hopefully that awakens just more of a care, more of a concern. And
so, yes, look at that. Your work is not only is making things beautiful for us to wear and to use, but also it's planetary, it's ecological, no? I mean, to get, as you say, another look, another sense of where, of the incredible place we live.
Yeah, I am wary of using big words because one is doing such a tiny attempt, but in our tiny attempt, yes, I think even, especially children, if children, young ones, would become just more awakened and more aware of the importance and the absolute treasure that we have on this earth, there's more hope than there is at present with the present political leadership all over the world, most definitely in India. Yeah, everything, business, politics, education, everything I find is the pits in terms of just world levels. So something has to change drastically, I mean paradigm change. And we have it in front of us, actually staring at us, just the simplicity and the beauty, and just it is, you know, Mother says, to be and to be fully is nature's aim in us. To be fully is to be all that is. So it nature just is. You can't have more perfection than just being. If we could manage to just be, so if one could, I don't know how many people it would touch, but we hope that it could potentially touch, because we are touched. So we are amazed and touched and enthused by what we work with. So hopefully a little tiny bit of that could transfer.
100,000 Tsunamikas wish to be in Japan as a symbol of hope from India. Tsunamika needs help in reaching out to Japan. So if anyone is working with an organization, a government, or an NGO, please take this wish to them, and Upasana will provide the Tsunamikas. Tsunamika needs that logistic help. Please let her know with an email to tsunamika@upasana.in. An evening presentation happens on mobility management planning for car-free cities on Friday, that's tonight, 7 p.m. in the Town Hall Conference Room. It's the second of two presentations as part of a mobility management workshop this year, to look at how car-free cities have grown up and evolved around the world and reflect on how that might be planned for the future of Oroville, the city the Earth needs. For more information, check out the posting on Oronet and in News and Notes, or email to mit@oroville.org.in. The White Peacock Clay Studio invites all clay lovers and all those who don't care for clay yet to an open house cum exhibition, which will take place on Sunday the 27th, 10 a.m. in their corner of the kindergarten compound. Be always kind. Come out of all bitter criticism. Obstinately force yourself to see nothing but the kindly presence of the divine grace. You will see within you, around you, an atmosphere of quiet joy, peaceful trust, and luminous love. You will feel happy and forget yourself, and the major part of your disorders will simply disappear. The mother said it. You've been listening to Oroville News with Marlenka on microphone. In studio, Andrea, Miriam, and Yahlom. And if you have questions or comments, feel free to contact OrovilleRadio.org. Thanks for listening.